As the Obama administration's drumbeat towards war in Syria grows louder, voices in our region also grow louder.
Hands off Syria!
USA, CIA!
Hands off Syria!
Protesters like Carolyn Lola say they don't want the U.S. to get involved in a civil war in the Middle East.
I am here because no country in the world have a right to go and bomb another country and kill more people. We want to stop the violence. We don't want more violence. We don't want more blood. And it's going to backfire on all over the world.
And the fear of World War III if the U.S. strikes Syria is at the core of an argument brewing on a corner of Times Square between Evelyn McElroy and Jessica White, who are screaming at Venice Duquette.
If they bomb, it's thousands of children that's dead from our bombs,
but that,
not just but from what Assad is supposed to have done, because
right.
Assad is not the person
but
who did it.
I don't think that the Americans is going to cause that kind of collateral
damage. Yes, they will. We need to stop a genocide.
No, there's a genocide going on.
You can't avoid a third world war.
Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
You want to be blown up?
No, you will be. It's in the Bible. It's prophecy.
Oh, come on. Finished.
It's prophecy.
That's nonsense.
That's ridiculous.
It's prophecy.
While Duquette defends Obama and his call to strike Syria, New Jersey Veterans for Peace activist Ken Dalton asked what kind of president he is.
We have Barack Obama now in the White House, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, the peace candidate, wanting to bomb a country.
Dalton says, how dare the U.S. be the arbiter with what it has done.
This garbage about the chemical weapons, and I said, they got some nerve. We got some nerve talking about chemical weapons, right? Using depleted uranium in Iraq, using Agent Orange in Vietnam, using white phosphorus in Fallujah, and our friends, the Israelis, using cluster bombs with the white phosphorus in Gaza. And we're going to sit here and lecture the Syrians about using chemical weapons. It's insane.
And while President Obama tries to sell Congress and the international community that it was Assad who gassed his people, there's much confusion over this and no conclusive proof that it was Assad and not the rebels who used chemical weapons. Again, Ken Dalton.
You don't even know who used this stuff. And you know what? Our rebels that were aiding, nobody knows who exactly who they are. You know, some of them may be Islamists, or some of them attached to Al-Qaeda, or some of them looking for what you call it, a secular democratic republic.
And it's a strange timing when the U.S. has very high unemployment. There's factories that are closed. There are children going hungry. It's a strange timing.
They're cutting money to education. They're
and
cutting money. They're cutting money to food stamps, right? But yet you say let's go to war, and these idiots in Washington, they dribble all over themselves. These politicians have no problem with that. There's no money.
I haven't heard any talk of the funding for this war.
You know, it's gonna be like the last four or five wars. You know what I mean? They're gonna put it on the credit card, and borrow money from China or somebody, right, to pay for this. Right? They aren't gonna raise taxes. They're not gonna tax the rich. When they take away food stamps from poor, that's what they're taxing. And they close schools and they put children into bigger classes, right? That's who's paying it. That's the taxes, right? When they take money away from older senior citizens, that's who they're taxing. They're going to tax the most vulnerable people and let the 1% get away with it. You know, let the defense contractors get away with it. And I tell you what, me personally, I believe it's time for the people to take to the streets.
And that's just what Americans are doing throughout the country, taking to the streets. People's Power Assembly's Ebony Henry says a coalition of over 20 groups came together in New York City.
The International Action Center, United National Anti-War Coalition, UNAC, the Answer Coalition, Occupy. It's like almost name a group. Who is not against this war? Who is it? I don't think if you, I mean, again, if you have a child and you're worried about a school closing, if you're worrying about hospitals being closed in your neighborhood, you just don't understand how they could put more money into the U.S. military when people are starving, people are hungry, people are like dealing without having jobs. We had a moment of crisis where people can't even pay for like gas to get to work. People can't afford a MetroCard, and they're going to put more money into the war? That's ridiculous. And that's what people are just outraged about. You're going to close our hospitals, our schools, you're going to lay our family off, that people can't even afford like a decent meal for themselves and their family, and you're going to then send people, our young people, black and brown youth, to a war in Syria, or to have people drop drones down on people. It's ridiculous. No one is for this war. No one is for this war.
Except the Obama administration. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.